I laid there for a long time, first flat on my back, breath heaving, cum drying on my skin and dripping from my fresh fucked cunt. I closed my eyes and let myself feel everything. I opened them, half expecting it to be daybreak and for there to be a crowd around me. Instead, it was still night. I rolled onto my back and let my legs fall open wide, skirt around my waist and pussy exposed, pointed at the house of the parents of the boy who'd just fucked me nearly unconscious. I found no energy to move. There, even in the dead of night, I could be spotted so easily, so close to true ruin, so close to losing everything. It didn't matter. The reason my reason was gone stood just the side of me, looking up at the night sky, naked except for the sneakers on his feet. He was catching his breath too. As he did, I watched sweat cool and dry on his skin. I watched his cock, barely softened, drip its own fat dollop of cum from its tip, my own cream and wetness still adorning the shaft. He was next to me, just as exposed as I was. A fucking vision. My student. That was the picture we made, the one I'd find later, blurred by distance on my phone, at the end of a long video of us fucking like wild animals. A teacher on the ground, spread eagle, fucked to oblivion, and her student, the one who'd done it, at her demanding, letting the night air envelop him. I could feel the edge we were on, and I finally spoke. I think this is just where I live now. My voice was dazed and far away, the way it often was after one of our sessions, when the boy next to me had fucked me half crazy. Usually there was some safety valve, though, a place to gather myself and the time to do it. This was different. He looked down, and I continued cum drunk. I'm serious, honey. I might be stuck here. I let out a laugh and he joined, squatting next to me to brush the hair from my face. I watched his massive prick sway and the head touched the lawn. And my pussy twitched. Some ornament I'll make, huh? Other people have gnomes or signs. Your parents will have their son's cum-drunk teacher. I laughed again and was heartened to see his strong frame shake with the same reaction. The absurdity of the moment gripped me and I let my head drift back as I spoke. I don't know when I'll be able to move, baby. I'm too far away. You fucked me so good. I'm too fucking far away. I let my voice trail off, my eyes closed. After a few moments of silence, I heard him stand. He had turned, still only in his sneakers, and walked to the porch. I watched as this perfect boy gathered my phone and my shoes, and then his own clothes, which he'd relieved himself of right before pummeling my cunt from behind. He gathered his clothes, but didn't put them on. He simply walked toward me, back to the middle of the lawn, sweet and strong, naked but for sneakers, and hung like a fucking bull. He gripped my arm with his free hand and easily lifted me to my feet and held me there until he felt my legs solidify under me. I felt his cum run down my thigh as he looked me in the eye and spoke. "I've got you." That was all he said. That was all he said right before we began to walk. We walked to the street, him guiding me to my car and into the light of the streetlight. At no point did he slow or attempt to slip anything on. I heard our feet hit the road and looked at my boy next to me in awe as he walked into the middle of the street, me still recovering from earth-shaking orgasms, the boy who gave them to me stark naked in public. He was brazen, daring the world to see him, and with each step I watched his cock stiffen. I felt more of his load slip from my pussy and realized I had never stopped being wet for him. I honestly thought I might come right there. Baby, baby, you're not wearing any... He guided me around to the passenger side and leaned me gently against the back door as he opened the front. Baby, you're completely naked. He put my shoes in the space in the front of the seat, then my phone in a holder under the dashboard. When he straightened up and faced me, I felt like I was going the best kind of insane. Are you really going to do this? Is this real? He leaned forward and kissed me ever so gently. I felt his cock head now graze my pussy. He was offensively hard. I couldn't help it. My hands gripped his ass and pulled him forward. He slid inside me deep and easy, and my cunt gripped him greedily. We both shuddered. He held me tight and let me take control, fucking me against the side of my car as I pulled him into me over and over, using this poor boy like a fucking sex toy. I felt my next orgasm mounting, and I pulled him into me harder and harder, and then I felt them well up again. Tears. I started to come, and the same moment, I realized I'd never felt more seen. This was us, at our most base, and I never felt more loved. I burst into tears and came, thanking him. Thank you, I whispered as I surrendered control and he pumped hard into me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As the orgasm subsided, he eased his hold and kissed me again. He pulled his cock from my pussy while giving me the look that asked if I was ready. I bit my lip and said yes. He watched as I climbed in and then closed the door quietly before getting in, starting the car and pulling away, driving his love-struck teacher home while completely nude. As we drove through the night, I leaned up against my door and just watched him. Hearts in my eyes, unable to look away. In the quiet, his cock stood huge, glistening from having just been inside me. I was in awe. You amazing boy. You absolutely amazing boy. It was as we pulled up to the first stop sign that we both began masturbating. We slowed. And while slowing, I watched his hand drift to his cock. I lifted my useless skirt at the same time, and my fingers found my clit as he started to stroke. We've really lost it, haven't we, baby? We've really gone feral. He laughed a bit, and I did too, and he eased the seat back before returning one hand to the wheel, the other to his cock, and putting his foot on the gas. He drove and stroked, and I watched and fingered and was transfixed. I love it, I whispered again, desperate. I fucking love it. I love you. Look at us. Look at how fucking filthy you are. Look at this boy naked with his big dick out stroking while he drives his fucking teacher's car. While his teacher fucks herself in the passenger seat watching. Look at how perfect you are. Look at how perfect this is. I can't believe you've done this. And I can't believe I get to fucking see it. I can't believe I get to watch you be this unhinged. I could see my words urge him on. He stroked harder as we got closer to my home. You working up that cum, baby? You working up another big load of cum to shoot all over me with your big schoolboy dick? Drive me through the night naked so you can fuck that big schoolboy dick into my warm pussy the second we get to my house? So you can fuck my warm married cunt. My perfect boy. Look how fucking good you look doing the craziest fucking thing I've ever seen. We pulled onto my block and my awe melded with frenzy. I wasn't just cum drunk now. I was cum crazy. I knew my boy was close and that he was holding back for me, holding back for a truly insane moment that would have both of us screaming, a moment built by his unthinkably hot decision to drive through the dead of night, naked, with a masturbating married woman. Look at how close you are, baby. Lose your self-control. Look at my little prodigy's fucking self-control. My fucking little love. Whatever you want to do to me when this car stops, do it. I wanted him to know I was serious. Honey, look at me. He turned his head and looked. I never meant words more than the next ones I said. Whatever you want. The moment was primed. When it arrived, it didn't disappoint. We pulled slowly and safely into my driveway. It was the last safe thing we did. I watched as he threw his door open and made his way around the car. I knew exactly what to do. I opened mine, and when he reached me, my feet were on the pavement and I was bent over the seat with my pussy ready. Take it. Take it, baby. Fucking take it. He fucked me with the force of a runaway train and the pace of a madman. For a long time, I couldn't make a sound. There was only his growls and our humping and my gasping and the concussive noise of him pounding into me. It was so hard, and his dick was so deep, and I was so stretched, and it was so fast that the force and suddenness at which I started to come staggered me. It robbed me of words and thought and reason and left me to be everything I wanted to be at the moment, which was a completely debased sex addict, bent over for this boy's use. When my voice did return, it did so exactly as I thought it would, in screams. We didn't try to be quiet. There was no attempt. This is what we both wanted, and we gave in completely. Feral, wild fucking, with no regard for anything. At its peak, he grabbed my hair and used it for leverage, pounding into me. I was now out of the car, holding onto the door and roof for my dear life. My orgasm carrying into the silence of the night air, the orgasm given to me by this boy, carrying down the block. As the sound echoed back, the boy fucking me in front of my house bellowed, and his voice joined mine as his cock cannon-fired hot cum inside me. We were in the shadows along the side of my house when the lights in the neighbours' homes came on. There was no telling how many other eyes were veiled in darkness in bedrooms and living rooms, looking out for the source of the noise. He held me against him as I whimpered and watched, body still trembling. Did you hear that too? It was the woman across the street. She'd walked out onto the curb in her pyjamas and a robe. The target of her question was my next door neighbour, the very woman I'd intentionally come for with this boy just days ago. I think we all did. Whoever they were, it looks like they're gone. The next door neighbour stood at the edge of my driveway. Her pyjamas were shorts and a loose tank top with no bra. The street light showed her enough that I could see just a hint of her tits, obvious size and hardness of her nipples. For a moment, I thought she knew I noticed, as she walked up my driveway and stood next to the passenger door, looking at the ground, standing at the spot where I had just squirted. We watched the two of them talk for a bit as lights in other houses finally went out, then the two women returned to their respective homes. As I followed my neighbour's walk away, I turned in my student's embrace. I moaned again as his hands came up to palm my breasts and the impossible hardness of his cock pressed against my ass. The moon caught my neighbour's curvy silhouette. The back door slid open quietly, and I clung to the naked boy who brought me home as he near carried me inside, only separating to hold his hand as I stepped further in as he closed the door behind us. The house was completely still. If our fucking had woken my husband upstairs, there was no evidence of it. I stood and listened for long moments. Nothing. The man I married was sound asleep, and the student I was fucking gave my hand a gentle squeeze. I kept my eyes on the stairs and waved him forward. It was my turn to guide him now, and on legs fucked to nearly jelly, but a frenzy not yet quelled. I led my student across the floor of my home, directly underneath where my husband slept, this naked boy who dripped my wetness off his cock and onto hardwood. All of us had been under this roof before, but never like this. I'd never fucked this boy in this house while my husband was home. I'd never even touched him. I led the boy over to the stairs. When we reached them, I stopped, sat down on the step that brought me eye level to his cock, and took it into my mouth. I slid my skirt off as I sat there on the stairs and sucked my student's cock mere feet from my sleeping husband. And now, bottomless, taking this 18-year-old down my throat. Tears appeared again from the depth of his dick, and my hand found my pussy again, now absolutely drenched with my student's cum, still slick and begging to be fucked. I reached both hands up and grabbed his hips now for leverage, and with that secured, slammed my mouth down on his cock. I remembered vaguely dreaming about such a moment while looking at this exact same boy during a quiet period in class, long before we'd ever done anything. The memory lingered as I drew my mouth off and looked up at him while stroking his long, fat dick with both hands. With no words exchanged again, I laid back on the stairs and drew my legs up and back. He braced himself on the step above me, and without hesitation, fucked his cock into me again. While our moans were stifled, the sounds of our fucking were unmistakable, skin against skin, my wetness obvious with each long stroke. While slow at first, he picked up speed when I again grabbed his tight ass and pulled him hard into me. It wasn't long until his strokes were the beautiful kind of punishing, and I had to stop myself from screaming up the stairs for my husband to come down and watch a boy from school rail his wife. Soon I was coming too hard to say anything, and my precious boy was pulling out to absolutely ruin what was left of my top with cum. Panting, I looked up at him and pointed to the basement stairs. He nodded. I rode him on the couch in the basement as my top and skirt spun in the washer one room over. A shirt and sweats of my husband's laid out for him to wear home, since he couldn't get his clothes out of the car without attracting attention. My own pajamas were next to his clothes for when we were finished, if we ever finished. There was a world where we were still fucking when my husband awoke and went searching for the wife that wasn't in bed next to him, where he walked into his basement to find his wife sweating and panting and slamming her pussy down onto the cock of a boy she secretly worshipped, and we had yet to see if this was it. This might be our most unhinged yet. You and me, outside, then on the stairs, and now down here while my husband is asleep. I think it's fair to say we've lost our fucking minds. This elicited laughter from both of us, mid-fuck, and a particularly enjoyable phenomenon. Only with you. Only with you I laugh while I'm cum-brained and still fucking, fucking literally under my husband's nose. He bit his lip and gave a slight moan at this, and I felt a last spark of frenzy. My hips rose and fell faster, my need to make this boy cum overriding everything. Oh, fuck yes, that's it, cum, baby. Cum for your teacher. Cum for me one more time. Please, please, one more time before you go. Please, oh, please, cum for teacher. Please give teacher one last load before you have to go. Come for me one more time, little boy. One more time. I'm so greedy. My pussy's so greedy. I want all your boy cum. I need it. I need it, baby. Please, little boy, please. Oh, God, teacher will be so good. Teacher will take every drop. Teacher will take every last fucking drop. I felt his cock twitch, and I again lost control, pouring the last of my energy and frenzy into pounding my pussy onto my precious boy's unbelievably large cock. Moments later, we both started coming hard, clinging to each other, knowing this was the last one of the night. His fingers dug into my hips hard, and his own hips drove up, so when he unleashed this final time, it was as deep as possible. My eyes rolled back and my body shook as he flooded my cunt, and I cursed, and I came, my pussy vice-gripping his cock, milking it until certain he had given me everything. We laughed a bit again as he helped me into my pajamas and tucked me in on the couch. We laughed harder when he pulled on my husband's sweats and the crotch hugged his gigantic cock comically hard. Finally dressed again, for the first time since I met him on his own porch, we kissed, and like a trained burglar, he disappeared out the back door and through my yard and into what was left of the night. I awoke late the next morning, sore but sharper, mind recovered from the pounding it had taken. While sharper, the memory of the exquisitely debauched night before still sat with me, and I did the only thing I could imagine. I took out my tits, took out my phone, opened the camera and hit record. We'd already destroyed our limits. I couldn't imagine stopping now. Good morning, Angel. If I know you've been up for a little while, or never went to bed, who knows, you're amazing, so I can never doubt anything. I wanted to thank you for literally everything last night, and for taking care of me at the end, and tucking me in, and being so sweet after being such a savage. You can tell I mean it, because I have both my tits out while I record this. Anyway, whatever you're doing, I hope you're relaxing, or coming. And I can't wait to feel you fuck me insane again. Tuck that big dick once more for me. I'll see you soon. When I finally made my way upstairs, my husband was at the kitchen island on his laptop. He mentioned something about how the neighbour next door asked him about noises during the middle of the night and about the weird spot next to my car. I shrugged and poured myself a coffee, then made up something about work for school and shuffled back downstairs, opened my laptop and opened the videos on my phone. I had said I wanted this other woman, whoever she was, who had also fucked my boy, to see what he was capable of any given day. Today my work would be some blurring and cropping so that I would remain a mystery to her. But what would be unmistakable was what the boy could do. I opened the video and, sore and smiling, got down to work.